Ika Benayu, the question, the difference will be, is Lamir Mirchavius Umikva Umavi, if you could ask those questions, that how come by Mavui we say it is Tamil Mafrayim? How come by Chavius it is Tamil Mafrayim? And how come by Mikvah it's Tamil Mafrayim? That Lahak Lishnik Lamir, according to the first parents of Shammai that he holds, you leave the Isha Bechaskosa, you could ask this for a good question. How come over here, Bechamai holds, you leave Ram Bechaskosa, and how come all these cases, we say it's Tamil Mafraya? But Lahani Lishni, according to his last Turutsin, Lek Lemimri, you can't ask any questions. All over, you do not use the Chazakam. But here there are new Svaras that Bechamai holds, an Isha would have been Magish, would have felt the Dam coming out. So since she did not feel the Dam, that's why she's tore. Or else the Svaras of Dam would have left the Makor before, would have went straight out. What doesn't take us time. So those are the throes of Beishamai, you cannot ask any kasha from Chovius, from Mikveh, and from Movi. Now the Gemara says, the Bamai Ika ben Hai Lishna, Leich Lishna, what's the difference between these last two Terutzim, whether it's a Svar and Agosha, or whether it's a Svar that the Dam, it should have come out right away? Certainly, Abai Ika Meich, according to Abai, not Kamina Zameich, Venisha uses a Meich there, would she become Tamil Mafrey or not? If you learn this Svar, of course the Dam should not come, should have come out before. Where there's a Meich, it can't come out before. Therefore, it's Tamei. But the Svar, she's Magish, since she wasn't Magish, and Echnami should be Tor. Should be Tor. L'Rava, according to Rava Yosef, even by a Meich, also she's Tor, because the Dam should have come out. Ika Meich Dachet, there'll be enough Kamina, where the Katan was stuck in there tight. See, if the reason of Beishami is because of Hagosha, she'll still be Tor L'Mafrayim. But if the reason is because the Dam should have come straight out, here would say she would be Tamei L'Mafrayim. Having more says, Tanya, have a proof, ki hai lishna, like this lishna of Beishami Svariz, that the Amisa Behevi Dam Mikorev was really true, that the Dam left the Makor before, Mikorev Hevi Yosef, the Dam would have come out before also. Since the Dam first came out now, that's a proof to say, first now the Dam came out. What's the proof? Because we learn like this, O Maloi Hilo Lishamai, Hilo said back to Shammai, that Iyatamoida, don't you agree to me? The kupa, this basket, shenishtam shabot tyrus, bizov yizu. If you are putting truma in one corner of this basket, you put truma in, you took truma out, and then venimtsa sheretz bizov yisacheris. Then later you find there's a sheretz on the other side of the basket, the side that you are not using, she tyrus or rishonis tameis. That we say most probably when you put those tyrus first, like really the basket is tameh, because you have a right to say the sheretz was there way before, and the sheretz was metama the basket, and now the basket is metama the truma. That's what they still ask Shammai. So you see, even though we first find the sheretz there now, we say that most probably the truma was there from before, and the tyrus that was working there before is also tamei. So you see, we put the truma back to Mafreya. So how come you Shammai says in the Mishnah that kol anoshim is dayin shasim? That's what they still ask by Shammai. This Amaloi, that Beishamai answered back and said, Avul, Tzaka, true, I agree to you. I agree in this case that the Tumma would go back to Mafreya. In the case of Sheretz, that the Tyrus are Tami. So Beisil asked, Umah Hefrich ben Zuluzu, what's the difference? Why by Ishir do you say she's Tola Mafreya? And hereby this Tyrus, this basket, we say it's Tola Mafreya. So Beishamai answered back and says, Lizu Yeshlo Shalayim. Over here, there's a shlem, there's a bottom to it. Lezu ein lo shalayim, but over here, there's no bottom to it. You just say, by the basket, that there's a bottom to it. So that's why the sheriffs did not fall out of the basket before. So therefore, you have a right to say that the sheriffs that you see there now was always there a while ago. And therefore, the tyrus that you used before on the other corner is tummy. But over here, by Nisha, there's no shalem, there's no bottom to her. Meaning to say that the dam comes out, goes straight out of her. Therefore, now she sees Dam. There's no reason to say the Dam was there from before, because if the Dam really came out before, it would have come out of the body right away. It would have came out of the body right away. So you see, that's Beishamai Svara. So it's right to his first to his last Svara here, that the reason of Shammai is, because if the Dam would have come out from before, it would have left the body right away. Rava Merava says no, that time of Beishamai Mishum Bitta Peri Yivruvi. Rava says a new reason now, for Beishamai. The reason why Beishamai said that the Isha is Tor, Lamafreya, because otherwise a person would be afraid to live with his wife. Because if you can tell me now, for Hilchus Tyrus, that when she sees dam, l'choshet, maybe the dam was there before, that any Tyrus she touches then becomes tamei, so then the husband then would not want to live with his wife. He'll be afraid, and even though he does know that she saw dam yet, but he has to be afraid, maybe dam really came out of her already, and it's still in the kesel beis rechem. So since for Tyrus, if dam would be the din by Tyrus, then the husband would not want to live with his wife. So because of that, the shamay holds, the rabbanu did not make any chumrah to stop to make a tumah l'mafreya.
The other Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi. We learned also the way Rava says. Yes, we learned like this. Omar loy Shammai lehilo. Shammai said to Hillel, in Cain, if so, the way you're making this chumrah now to say that for Tyrus, she's Tumah l'mafreya, in Cain, but how to benoist you from the period of Rivia? You're going to stop ladies from having children. In other words, like we just said, the husbands are going to be afraid to live with their wives because they're going to be afraid. Maybe really she's in Edom. Maybe the dam already left the Makor and she just didn't see it come out yet. So that's what Shammai asked back to Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, so the Chur, there's a good proof, like Rava, that that's the reason of Shammai. So the Gemara asks, Oman de Tani Yehai Lishna, the one who learns like this to Pshat, Tanya ki heich lishna. I will learn like the other lashon. Comes out, we just brought now two proofs. So the chur is a kasha. One pshat's mashma by Shammai holds as far from a tata in period of Rivia, and the other pshat is before that he holds because the dam should have come out. The yamisa, the heavy dam mikor, heavy yossi. So chur is a kasha. Like how can it be right in both ways? Which one is emes? So more answers like this. Hosam over there, hilu hu de ketoy. Hillel made a mistake in what the real pshat of Shammai is. The pshat is like this. Who saw it? Hillel himself thought that Tamai de Shammai, what should be the reason why Shammai says she's only Tamai from now on and not from before? The Yemisa, the heavy dam mikor, because it was really true that the dam came out from before, heavy osi vikoi, the dam should have come out. So that's what Hillel thought the pshat in Shammai is. And therefore, the komakchilei kupa. Therefore, Beis Hillel left the kasha from this aloch of shalayim of a coop of a basket. So that's why Beis Hillel left the question. And the Yomalei Shammai, Shammai answered back to Beis Hillel like this, that really, time of the Dimishim Bitter period of Rivia, really my reason why I say she's Tolem Afraya is because... Ulamai de Kutayis. Just Shammai answers back, that you, Beis Hillel, made a mistake and you thought that my reasoning is, because otherwise the dam should have come out. So how come by Cooper's different? I'll answer you, he asked me a question from Cooper, so Shammai answers back, even for that there's not a question. Because there's a big difference to say, Lezu Yeshlo Shalayim, by the Cooper over there is a bottom to it, so therefore the sheriff does not come out. But the Lezu Eilo Shalayim over here by the Isha, she has no bottom. Therefore, if the dam really came out from before, it should have come out from the body. So there could be, that's why Beis Shammai says that that's another reason to say why she's Torah. But the real reason of Shammai is because some came without the Mipur Yavrivia. That's according to the man, the Yom HaMelech of Pshat is from Pur Yavrivia. The other one says no, but the Laman de Toni Hailishna, but the one that says no, the Pshat from Beis Shammai is because if the dam would have come out, it should have come out right away. If so, I hotanya ki haich lishna. I we have a proof now that Beis Shammai said the reason is mishum bitofir of Rivia. So this is also the same thing. Kotanya ki haich lishna mishum bitofir of Rivia. So you're going to mention this again. Help me call Malay Hillel l'shammai. This is what Hillel meant to say to Beis Shammai. In time or comrade, it's true what you're saying, that the Yemisa David Dami Korah, the Dam really would have left the womb from before, Heavy Yossi would have come out, and since she didn't see it until now, that's the reason to say she's not Tamil Mafreya, but still, they still ask, Omi also Siyag with the Vrecha, why don't you make a Siyag, make a gate, make a Chumra here? Vilchus Tyrus, we should make a Chumra to say she is Tamil Mafreya. The Maishna Mikola Teraku, the Abin and Siyag, Hakamolov, we do make Siyag and we do make Chumras. On this, Amalei, Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, the Pshat is, and came if so, the Talta the Benoist Yisom, the reason why I don't make special Chumras here is, because I will make Chumras,
then the husbands will be afraid that maybe the Noshim are nidus, and therefore they won't live with them, they won't have children. So that's the reason why I don't make the extra chumrah. But the Ikar Adin, the reason why Beshami says she's Tolem Afreya, is because if the Dam really came out before, it would have come out completely. Now the Hillel, what does Hillel say about this time? Mepiri of Rivia, ki kamina retires. Who the kamina? They say Hillel says back, what does that have to do with Piri of Rivia? This chumrah that we said, the Ishis Tolem Afreya, it's not that she herself is really Tolem, it's only a chumrah that gave to Tyrus. That the Tyrus, the chumrah that she touched before, that's Tamei, but not she herself. But the Shami says, the Tyrus nami loy. No, we cannot make a tumah even for Tyrus. Because the imkain of Saul, libay naik for your perish, it would bother the husband or have a heart, it would bother him, libay naik for you, to say, maybe she really should saw Dam now. Maybe she is Tamei, your perish, and you won't want to live with her. So in order that should not happen, it's not kedai to make this chumrah to say the Tyrus atomei lemafreya. Now we serve these simonim, shalayim, bedukin, mechusim, bezavis, and sim. It may not like this. Kupo, this basket, shenishtam shabo Tyrus bezavizu, that on one side of the kupo, one side of this big basket, you were using Tyrus, you were using trum, putting truma there. The nimtza sheretz bezavis acheres, and then later you found the sheretz on the other side of the basket. So look like this. Chizki Yamachizki says tahirus horishonus tahirus. The tahirus that you use, the truma you put there before you found the sheretz, remained tall. You have to say that the sheretz first came now and was not there before. Therefore, before the kli was still tall and the tahirus, the truma still tall. Rabbi Yechon of Yechon says no, no. That Tyrus HaRishonis Temeis, the first Tyrus that were there that you wish Mishtamish, that you put inside this kupa, is Tamei now. Now that we find out that the sheretz on the other side, we say that most probably the sheretz was still there from before, and therefore the Kli was Tamei, and the Kli was Matama, the Tyrus. Samar says now, I, for Shammai V'Hillel Moedah, both Shammai and Hillel both agree that the kupa, the Tyrus HaRishonis Temeis. So you say, well, it's a kasha and chiskiya. How could chiskiya say that the Tyrus are shonis ha-tayrus? Here it says, I, for Hashem and Vihim and Medi, they both agree that we have before that the kupa, the Tyrus are shonis ha-tayrus. So now it says like this. Ki Medi, Hashem and Vihim, when the Hashem and Vihim both agree that this basket, if you find the sheretz there now, the Tyrus that you used here before, ha-tayrus, the kupa, sheyesh lo shalayim. Only with a basket that has a shalayim, has like a bottom to it. And Rashi says, "Yesh lo shlayim v'hoytzi on derech hapeh," and he took the tyrus out through the mouth of it. Hilkach, therefore, im sheretz hoyu bo, if the sheretz was there from before, lo ruah, he did not see it because he was picking up the tyrus now through the top, and the sheretz was on the other side of the bottom. For lo yotzen, it did not go out because there's a shlayim, there's a bottom to it. So the sheretz is still in the kli. That's why both Shammai and Hillel agree that the tyrus that we mishtamish in this kli before, in this kupa, is Tamei. But Mashenka ben Isha, like we said before, Isha does not have a shalayim. So there the Shammai holds, we're not mitama l'mafreya, because if the dam was really there before, it should have come out. Now, Chizki of Rabbi Yechanan, the kupa shein la shalayim. I tell the machlokes here, keep pligi, when does Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan argue by a kupa that does not have a bottom to it, does not have a shalayim? That's where Chizki says that it's tahor. That's just a shem or shalayim, when chav yishalayim, a wooden barrel, shenitol and shalayim, you can take off the bottom of it. The yochel is tamish vach, you use just the length of it. If so, in such a case, kishay motel is pekaka, or kishumara says, when you empty them out, or magdiya roshach, and you pick up one side, or mara vakur yitz, and everything goes out of it. So that's the machlokes over there. That Chizki says it's Torah. So what's the question? Ein lo shalayim, there's no shalayim. My time with Rabbi Yechon, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechonan? The Chuvah doesn't have any shalayim, so for sure, like when you took out your first tyrus, everything came out. So when you took them out, then you did not find the sheretz. You have a right to say for sure the sheretz was not there at the time when you used the tyrus. So after Rabbi Yechonan said, the tyrus had tzmei lo nafeya. So most of like this true. Ein lo shalayim, there's no bottom to this basket. But v'yesh le'ugnin, it has like a rim around it, v'yesh le'ugnin.
So that's the machlokes. Does the sheretz get stuck in the ugnin or not, in the rim? Rashi says, Mungin, the mokum shtam, instead of the bottom to it, yesh ugnin, there's a rim around it. Shekfufin, Rosh Yerusalem, copy plenum, like the bottoms of it, is turned over a little bit. And therefore, when you spill it out, you could say that maybe the sheretz got stuck in the ugnin on these, in this rim, and that's why they not come out before, but maybe really it was there. That's the machlokes chiskin Yob Yechonim, or we have a doubt that this sheretz got stuck in the rim or not. Tanya read like this for Tanya, Hamadle Asora Deliyim Mayim. If you're fetching a deli, that's a pitcher of water, you're fetching out of the, let's say, the river, the well, so you're fetching up this bucket of water, Samadle Asora Deliyim Mayim. Rashi says it means Yud Pomim Bedli Yechel, with one pitcher now, with one bucket, You're hoisting up the water 10 times, and you pour this water from this bucket into a big kli. So it says, "Hamad lasorad liyamayim b'zeches are one after another." The nimtza sheretz biyechem. That's in the 10th one. Now, when you pick up this bucket, you find the sheretz inside the bucket, and you do not pour the water yet into the other water. The lachu is who told me only this one bucket is tamei. For kulam tamei, all the other water that was poured in already remains tamei. And like we do not say the sheretz was in the bucket before, but rather the sheretz first came in right now. And the Yom Rashlok Rashlok says, Mishum Rav Yana, name of Rav Yanai, that Lashon, when do we say this halacham? That the rest of the water remains tall, and Lashon Lugnin, only if this bucket does not have a rim to it. Avyesh Lugnin, but if the bucket has a rim around it, then Kulim Tameyim. Then we say all the water that was poured out is also Tamei. Because most probably the sheretz was in this bucket from before, and the reason why it didn't come out yet is because it got stuck in the rim. So you see, if there is a rim, it remains tummy. So where it says, Leim, let's say Chiski, or left of Rabbi Yanai, the Chur Chiski, not only Rabbi Yanai. Chiski was saying that he argues, even in the case that the basket has a rim around it, still Chiski says that the tires before are tall, because if it was there, the sheretz should have come out before. And here we see now that when there's a rim there, it holds it back. So where it says, no, I'll tell you the difference. That Maya Sharki, Maya is very slippery, therefore water comes out. Mashenkin Peri Le Sharki, Peris do not slip so well. Rashi says, Maya Sharki, Vien Sark Lothach Gli, you don't have to turn the Gli over so much. Therefore, when you pour it out, we could say that maybe the sheriff got stuck there. But by the Pri, Avo Pri, Le Sharki, there it's not slippery. Therefore, when you pour out the peris, you have to pick it up and turn it over all the way, Rashi says. And therefore, for sure, like if the sheretz was there, it would have come out before. But since we did not find the sheretz there before, that's the proof to say it first came now and not before. That's why by Kupa there, Chizki says, that the peris that you used in this kli before remained tall. Inam, the rest of the muscle like this. Ma yele kafti elayu. With water, you're not much but to spill out all the water. Therefore, you leave always some water each time. Therefore, it's possible to say that maybe the sheretz was there, and you will not spill out it or turn it over altogether. Therefore, the sheretz got stuck by the rim around it. Mashenkin peri kafti your peris you must put upon it. Therefore, you spill it over completely to get all the peris out. So again, if there would have been a sheretz, then the sheretz would have come out. The boy and his wife answer like this. The boy is saying now that ki moedis shana v'hilo. When the Shem of the Hill agree, the Kupa Shena Baduka, only with a basket that was not checked out before you used it. Rashi says, Shleibotka, Bishosh, and Nelson Taras, the time when you put the Taras in there, you did not check out the basket first. Hilkas, therefore, Ein Lamido, Acheskas Taira. That's the reason why we say there it's Tamei. There's no Cheskas Taira, you didn't check it out before. But Kipligi, where the Machwek is Cheskav Yabirchanan, that's the Kupa Baduka, where it was checked out before. That Mas Savar Baduka was checked out before, therefore leave the Cheskas Taira, that's Chizki Yisrael. Well, Mas Savar, no, Eima in Siluk Yabai, Nefel, that when you took your hand out from checking it, that's when the sheretz came in. Alright, we'll stop here. Now, what the boy is saying, that Ikimoy, the Shamvil, when the Shamvil both agree to say that this Kupa is the Tyrus Atomic from before, that's the Kupa Shane the Baduka. If you did not check it out before, you didn't check out this the Kupa. That's when we say it's Tomei. Because since you didn't check it out before, so then we have a right to say that most probably the sheretz was there from before, and therefore the tyrants he used are still tame. But keep the Yitabad of Dalam and Aleph, but keep